There are rumors that 20 years ago, the great demon Rong Yung was killed by the Five Lakes League and the hero of the world in Qingya Mountain. Before he died, he left an arsenal that would make people invincible overnight. If you want to open the arsenal, you must. After finding the glazed armor, the various forces began to covet the treasures of the arsenal, and secretly searched for the glazed armor. King Jin, who was far in the north, also began to move around. He secretly cultivated a large number of skylight eagle dogs to assassinate the important officials in the court. Zhenwu Jiadu made Master Li write to the court to impeach the King of Jin for an attempted rebellion, and the King of Jin sent Tianchuang leader Zhou Zixu to assassinate his family after hearing the news. In the middle of the night, Jiju caused countless Kongming lanterns to float above the mansion. The guards in the mansion set arrows to knock one of the Kongming lanterns to the ground, and immediately ignited a raging fire. Three masked men in black fell from the sky in the chaos. Kill all the guards in the palace. The Tsingyi swordsman came to rescue Master Li. He fought with the man in black, and finally made a bloody road. He took Master Li's hand and walked over the wall to escape from the roof. However, he was stopped by the masked Zhou Zixu and forced Master Li to hand over the secret letter. Tsingyi swordsman resolutely refused to do it. Two people fought in one place. In the shadow of the sword, they were inextricably fought. Tsingyi swordsman lifted the veil of the leader. Master Li discovered that the leader of the skylight was actually Zhou Zixu. Zhou Zixu didn't listen at all, and killed Master Li on the spot with a knife and snatched all the secret letters. Princess Zhou Zixu and the daughter of Jiadu's daughter, Princess Jing'an, are senior brothers and sisters. Princess Jing'an is the lover of Zhou Zixu Hao's brother Zhou Jiuzhou. Zhou Zixu reported her father's death to Princess Jing'an. Princess Jing'an was very sad. Zhou Zixu watched. She sent Zhou Jiuzhou's body back to Siji Villa, and gave her a bottle of poison to sever herself, and Princess Jing'an drank the poison with tears. Zhou Zixu witnessed the death of Princess Jing'an from the poison, holding the hairpin that Qin Jiuzhou had carved for her in his hand, with mixed feelings in his heart. Zhou Zixu returned to King Jin. King Jin learned that Bai Changfeng had made a big mistake in overthrowing Jidushi and insisted on leaving the skylight. King Jin was angry and sent Zhou Zixu to execute his sentence on Bai Changfeng himself. Zhou Zixu returned to the empty Four Seasons villa with mixed feelings. 10 years ago, he brought 81 brothers to Jinzhou. Now only he and Bai Changfeng are left. Bai Changfeng has always followed Zhou Zixu for many years. Gradually discovering the true face of King Jin, he persuaded Zhou Zixu not to continue to be King Jin's running dog, and leave the skylight even if he was lying down as a useless person. There is a rule in the skylight. Those who leave must be punished by the 7 orifices and 3 autumn nails. When nails are nailed to different parts of the body, people will lose their tastelessness and become a useless person who can't talk. Chang Fengqing was willing to accept the punishment of Kuaikao Sangkuayu nails and leave. Zhou Zixu had to take out 7 nails and nailed by Changfeng's body. He resisted the pain and did not move. Zhou Zixu witnessed the tragic death of the brothers in Four Seasons Villa by his side. He vomited blood and anxious heart and couldn't afford to get sick. King Jin was very dissatisfied when he learned that Zhou Zixu was in retreat and healed his wounds, so he sent Tianchuang commander to call him. In fact, Zhou Zixu was ready to leave the skylight a long time ago. He nailed a nail into his body every 3 months. Now he has nailed 6. Although he can only have a lifespan of 3 years, he can make the 5 flavors disappear a little bit. Martial arts can also retain 50%. Zhou Zixu came to see King Jin on time and revealed the torture of 7 orifices and 3 autumn nails. He begged King Jin to nail the last nail. King Jin begged Zhou Zixu to stay and help him fight the world, but Zhou Zixu was determined. Wang was so angry that he threatened to advance into the central plains as emperor sooner or later. The King of Jin asked Duan Pengzhu to nail Zhou Zixu the last nail and appointed him as the leader of the skylight. Duan Pengzhu finally got what he wanted, so naturally he couldn't ask for it. After Zhou Zixu left the skylight, he put on the pre-made mask and wandered the rivers and lakes with a whole new look. There is a ghost valley in Qingya Mountain. There are 10 evil ghosts under the owner of the valley, and there are more than 3,000 little ghosts. The hanged ghost stole the glazed armor of the valley owner and was chased by the little ghosts. He got away and was killed on the spot. Dead. The owner of the valley ordered Quan Chao to send out to find the hanged ghosts. If anyone finds the glazed armor, he will be the first of the 10 evil ghosts. 3 months later, Zhou Zixu wandered to Yuzhou City, where people came and went, and it was very lively. Zhou Zixu leaned on the bridge to soak up the sun. Gu Xiang and Wen Kexing were drinking upstairs. Zhang Chengling, a member of the Jinggu School of the Five Lakes League, passed by. He asked his entourage to give Zhou Zixu money to Zhou Zixu. Zhou Zixu refused. Gu Xiong was very curious and gave him a reward. Give Zhou Zixu a pot of wine. Zhou Zixu got up and drank it all, boasting that as long as the wine is not money, Gu Xiong thought he was cheating on the wine, so he beat him. Zhou Zixu dodged, and Gu Xiong took out his whip when Kexing came to stop him in time to kill him.